a wrap on last year.
Okay. All right, we ready? Chairman Brad Holton, I'll bring the meeting to order. We're starting promptly late. We're starting at the end. We had a 10:30 agenda item for DSD general business, and because of legal issues, meeting with the county attorneys, we are now starting at 11:34 on DSD general business issues. So with that, I'll hand it over to Jay or Josh, whoever wants to take it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioners, appreciate a little bit of your time. We won't belabor the point so that you can get away to lunch as well, but we like to sit down with you on a regular basis to review the status of our statistics, what have you, with regard to applications, current applications, as well as, you know, code enforcement building. And so Josh is the master of pulling all these together, which I appreciate. One thing I want to note up front is that on occasion we get these cards. I get these cards. They come from me. They're comment cards from the public
that has interacted with members of our department,
and give them a chance, a little feedback. And thank you. I typically turn these around and then let them, because it lists a staff member or a group of staff members that they've dealt with, usually at the front counter on a problem. And this case, it's one of my front desk folks that did a really good job, and the member of the public was behooved enough to leave a note saying thank you.
Wow.
And I do recognize those staff members, you know, personally, as well as in my monthly all staff meetings, and bring it up to the rest of the department. I appreciate them.
Yeah.
It's a little good feedback. So I got one today on the way here. I got one last week with three members, so it's always nice to hear.
Very nice job.
I'd like to spread the cheer to you.
Yes.
There you go.
Good reflection of top
customer service. Those are what we get, one written one for probably every 12 or 15 people that are positive and impacted. They just don't have the time to jot a note.
So, yeah. But it's part of our job. So,
right.
With that, I'm going to turn the time over to Josh to talk about where we stand, where we stood, what shook out in the past year, and where we are going forward.
Okay. And we stand with the help of 30 people in development services to make all this go. I'm going to not emphasize numbers of permits and such this time, because I've got some year-end wrap-up things that are going to really help, I think, understand things.
Okay.
I'm going to cut. Let me just skip through. You guys have this, so you can browse this at your own
leisure. Right.
So code enforcement, this went down about 10 cases from last month, which is good. And I've got a year-end wrap on these guys, too, that they put together for you. And it speaks volumes of the work they do. Numbers alone, it's hard to capture what code enforcement does, I think. As you can see through here, and I think this is going to be consistent unless we really were to get another officer or something like that, but our Nampa area has the most cases. It's near a city, more people, more, you know, violations and such. That's just how those things tend to go. And then you can see those upper areas where there's more just pure county, maybe vacant land, you get less cases. But overall there, we went down by about 10 cases. That's a function of a combination of voluntary compliance, stuff being maybe abated, things like that. It could be a whole host of things, but we were able to work through about 10 in a month, which is great. And we're about to start ramping up again as the weather warms up. There's just going to be more reports and things of that nature as people are outside more. So overall, this is now the sum of the year. Difference between 25 and 24. You can see their building is always going to be the greatest proportion. They have more fees. They're kind of linked to value and things like that.
Right.
And I'm going to double back on that in the next couple slides. Overall, though, we're up year to year about $650,000 fees. The real comparison will come around March when we enacted the fees. That's going to be a whole year of data.
Oh, Okay.
So the first 3 months of this year, or of last year, we didn't have the new fees enacted yet. We didn't do that till March 20th. So that's going on. That's, though healthy, we were able, through those new fees, I think, to capture more of our cost recovery.
Okay.
So I wanted to outline some accomplishments DSD has done throughout the year. Because if we don't tell you, you don't know. I mean, that's why I'm doing this and for the public. Our administration group, we did 517 public records requests. All those are not created equal. There's some that are a lot of effort, and then some where it might be one sheet or something, and then everything in between. But, you know, it's easy to do the math. We got about, what, 250, 255 working days in a year. That's obviously more than one a day. We also started scanning some things we only have in paper form, and that's just a measure of us trying to get away from paper in general and make documents more accessible for the whole department. Our building department, man, you look at the throughput of our permits and such. New single-family permits, we did 362 this year. That chart shows you throughout the years. 21 was an anomaly up there. We did quite a few. But you can just see the trends there throughout the years. I thought that was important for the board.
Yeah, thank you.
Commercial permits, this is not something I think to bemoan. We're a rural county, so we just don't do a ton of commercial permits. And also, if you look at the comp plan, there's just not a ton of commercial designations.
Yes.
Can I ask a question for that? If there were land that was zoned commercially, would that change, or is it the obstacle of having to rezone it to a commercial designation, or is it just, what is it that you think it's related to?
What I've always heard from commercial developers, this is my city experience, is that commercial follows rooftops.
So I think you're maybe more apt to get that in a city. I think out in the county, it's going to be if you're going to have that out in the county, it's going to be related to a major intersection of highways, something like that, or a busy intersection that is being driven from all over.
Okay.
But I don't think you just zone a piece of property and that's going to make the demand happen. I'm not sure that's going to occur like that. That's why I'm more comfortable having an applicant come to us and say, I've got a business. My data says I should take the risk here, and then do it based on that instead of us proactively zoning. Now, the comp plan, that's a future land use. That's us saying, hey, we're encouraging it here. I think that's different.
Okay. No, I appreciate that. And to your point, it is supported by, for instance, Nampa's commercial district that's located along a rail. Mm-hmm. So they have been actively pursuing and recruiting for that. And even though it's available, they still have some occupancy there that has not been filled, even though it's zoned and ready. So thank you for that.
Code enforcement prepared this for me. You get some before and after pictures. Here is what this is about. And these are voluntary compliance examples. It just goes before and after pictures. So I'll kind of go through them and let you be the judge. And like I said, you guys have copies of this electronically and physically. So if you want to reflect wistfully after lunch on these, you can. And you can see here, you know, you get a lot of that random stuff that was outside cleaned up on this property. We got a micro mini RV park here on Birch Lane.
Yep.
And then after, those are removed. Hopefully not moved somewhere else.
Right.
Same kind of deal here, occupied RV. And we were able to get that taken care of as well. And this Goodson Lane was a combination of many things, but you can see the tone of it afterwards. Red Top, looks like a lot of car storage there. And that's cleaned up or moved out of view there on the after. Our GIS division, we do a lot of address work in there. Every new building permit is assigned an address through GIS. Private roads, they make sure the name's not replicated, and then they give new addresses along those as well. Subdivisions. Almost every land use case we do, they generate a set number of maps, but that's a work product they do, and very good, I might add. AOI. Now, other than just drawing a line on a map, they had to do a legal description, so to speak. And kind of, just due to the timing, they had to like really hunker down and get those done at the end there.
Right.
Because if it, what we pledged to the cities to do was take care of that aspect because it was a review through us. Typically, the city would provide the legal description for their area city impact. But by the time it was all said and done through our review, going back to some of the small cities that significantly voluntarily reduced their AOI, it was like, we can take care of this. It's just going back to them and putting the onus on them to reflect our decision didn't seem like the prudent way to go about it. And there were times was of the essence.
Was of the essence, yeah.
So in-house, we were able to do that type of thing.
Yeah, we have a very talented GIS staff.
That's so awesome.
Planning, the AOI effort also touches planning. And I will note, it wasn't listed under administration, but they had to move very quickly and work very hard to make the AOI effort work. I didn't do as much as I wanted to, but we had people in a room sealing letters and mailing out those notices, you know, that we had to do. And that was a lot. The obligation on that was significant. Also with planning, we passed those two ordinances. If you remember, our private road ordinance and our spring cleanup.
Mm-hmm.
Planning has also generated some applications that are going to drive that once it's completely codified. I believe the effective date is in a couple weeks.
It is. Okay.
Yeah. Closed 92 cases in 2025. Comparing that to 2024, it's an improvement. We're getting cases assigned as soon as they come in. So there's a contact for the applicant. And
wow.
We can quickly identify if something's off and we need more information. Better retention rate in planning. Dan's being coy here, but he drove the culture in that group since he's been the manager again. And I think he's made it a more positive experience is my read on that.
Yep. Dan is great.
Seems
it'd be
like
very easy for it to become a sweatshop, and I don't want that to happen.
So that's our year-end numbers and us tooting our own horn, really. Administrative Land Division. We did all that outreach associated with that, and we have draft concepts. We don't have a complete draft ordinance, but there's a very robust memo and some suggested changes that are with law right now that should come to you. So the first aspect of that effort is finished, and now it's going to be working with you to say, do this, don't do that. That's where we're at there, and then hearings to follow, if you're okay with any aspect of it, really.
We'll get the decision points very quickly.
Mr. Chairman, when do we get to see the drafts?
So we have sent that to law to look over, because it might be eligible for a closed session to do that or an open public workshop. And if you don't care about having that decision made, we can get in front of you as soon as you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
It could be as early as next Thursday.
What
we
would you like?
Need to look at legal's executive session schedule for next week because it'll take some time. We'll need our time.
Okay. Well, I think I would like to know, I'll put it this way. I need to be made aware from legal's point of view if there's potential pitfalls in any of it. And then from that point, then I'm interested in having a public workshop on it.
We'll coordinate schedule and legal input ahead of time with
okay.
you.
All right.
That doesn't come as a surprise.
So let's do that. So let's move that along then, and if it's at that point that we can get the public workshop, let's do the exec first, and then let's do follow up. So be working with our staff on a schedule for time wise. Okay, very good. That's good to hear.
We're also contemplating a spring 2026 cleanup.
Because more stuff has just come up where we need to be more in sync with the overall valley because people come in and go, wait, you do that like that? And it from my experience, it's, here's an example. We measure setbacks from the eave of a house, not the foundation or the wall.
Which is the first or the last part to be built? How do we measure that?
Yeah, how do you measure that? Yeah.
So like to make that change because people come in and they're like, wait. Yeah, because it's very hard to achieve, and they're doing everything based on what everybody else in the valley does. So it's kind of a nasty surprise right there at the beginning of their interaction with the county. So that's just one thing, and it's a lot of things in that similar vein.
There are a couple of minor things in the building section to talk about and to amend, update.
Okay.
Chapter 6. And so it's just the nature of the beast as far as the projects that you work on throughout the year going,
absolutely.
An opportunity to fix this. Let's do it.
Have the opportunity to fix it. Let's get it. Let's get it fixed. Okay. Very good.
That'll help us drive the conversation as far as the land use matrix update and other points and pieces. So,
okay.
That one's a little more complicated, but it needs to happen.
Yes.
Very soon.
Yeah. Agreed. Okay. Comprehensive plan, is there, where are we at with doing any updates?
So we have in-house set down leadership to discuss best ways to go about a discussion with the board regarding the comp plan. And yep. So we're about ready to have that conversation as well.
Okay.
Provide input. And we have a handle on how we think it should be done. We need to make sure you're on board with that.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. We can review that. To reinforce what Jay said, there are some things that I think we can do to set up the discussion to be positive, updating some of the data. One of our newer planners is a data nerd like myself and is working actively on updating that data so that, because if we pay a consultant to do that, they're going to come to us and ask how to get it, or they're going to have to pay Compass to do it. And it's like, why? Yeah. That would be my first question.
When we can make that request and have it and be part of the packet that we
I love your thinking. Yes. Thank you.
There will be a small comp plan update with our current comp plan. Just update the maps with the new AOIs.
Okay.
Yeah. That I think has to occur for the short term.
Yes. I agree. The sooner we can get that out, the better. Okay.
Your graphic today was out of date.
Hey, yeah.
The boundaries are inaccurate.
Well, and to that point, since those shrink down, we'll now be doing code enforcement in those areas.
In those areas, I know.
Well, actually, we do it outside city boundaries, excuse me. So I guess that doesn't change anything.
It occurred to me yesterday, though, as I was contemplating putting a call out for a replacement PNC commissioner, because Mr. Dorsey has intimated he is going to step down because of the responsibilities of the Farm Bureau, that we have more possibilities now with the AOIs being wrapped.
Yeah, the AOIs.
We have a bigger candidate pool.
We do.
Nice.
We do.
And I just have to find some.
One of those small advantages. Good to make note.
So that would become pretty quick as well. I've been working with Aaron on that.
Okay. Very good.
Are there anything else you want to add, or?
I'm probably forgetting something, but no. I think that's it for now.
Other questions or?
No, as long as I think we're all comfortable in an agreement that there's a lot of those smaller nuances, code changes that we're totally comfortable in just doing as one big group. And so the original parcel is probably the only thing that would be a standalone, spend a lot of time on it in the middle of all of that. So,
well, that's in the administrative land division effort we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And there is some suggested language in what you will see. And it's been thought through quite thoroughly. So I think getting your feedback on that will be very beneficial.
Okay. Perfect.
When do we get to read it?
What I said earlier.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
We'll do the exec section. section first, and then we'll actually get to read that and determine whether it comes out as a draft at that point or not, or if we're going to modify it. So, all right, what else?
That's all I have at this point, unless you have other questions or direction. We try to keep it simple. We got 5 minutes left.
Yes. I just appreciate the leadership team. There's a lot of synergy and cohesiveness and knowledge happening over there, and your cards are reflecting that. We get positive comments on our end as well. So thank you.
Well, it's nice to know that people say nice things about us to you once in a while.
Yep, they do.
Okay, all right. Anything else?
I don't have anything, Chairman.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Make a motion that we adjourn.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves adjourned.
Okay.